Addressing journalists today, Moliswa, who announced that he would contest the forthcoming by-election in Urungwe West as an independent candidate, said Dzamara's alleged abduction was ill-advised. He said Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents 25 days ago, must be released and be allowed to stand for what he believes.
He cannot be known to be a leader who, during his tenure, there were abductions happening in his country and there was nothing happening. I mean, Itai Dzamara, as I said, the family is there, the wife, what is the kids are there. I mean, you're destroying a family.
Moliswa, who was expelled from ZANU-PF, together with several others, following claims that they wanted to topple President Mugabe, said he was confident of winning the Urungwe West by-elections. He said the ruling ZANU-PF was corrupt and had lost its values and principles, and people of Urungwe West had lost confidence in the party.
ZANU-PF cannot mobilize people. It has no ability to mobilize people. That's why it has to go to the chiefs. That's why it has to go to the state apparatus to assist. It is no, the commissariat cannot. I can tell you that they can call for 5,000 people there at a rally. If I wanted to call another one, people will come to my rally and not to the rally.
Moliswa said he cannot hold campaign rallies because he doesn't want to expose his supporters to ZANU-PF violence. On threats by some state officials to seize his farm, he said ZANU-PF was free to grab it. He claimed that while ZANU-PF programs such as the land reform and indigenization schemes were noble, they were now being manipulated by corrupt individuals in the ruling party.
The president is saying we don't need the West, but his ministers are dealing with the West. So there's inconsistency even in terms of where the party is going. We are indoctrinated to fight whites by the thing leadership. But the leadership is dining and whining with whites.
Moliswa, who yesterday, together with the former Presidential Affairs Minister Didmus Mutasa, lost their constitutional bid to be reinstated into ZANU-PF and Parliament, said his expulsion was a blessing in disguise. The former ZANU-PF Mashonaland West Provincial Chairperson vowed that he would never rejoin the party. ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo could not be reached for comment as he was said to be in a meeting. Some political commentators said Moliswa and others crying foul from outside the political sphere of ZANU-PF were simply bitter that they had been kicked out of the party. Independent political analyst Charles Mangongera said if Moliswa and others really stood for good governance and accountability, they should have left the party long ago. By-elections are expected to be held in Urungwe West and 15 other constituencies in June. Some legal experts say the holding of these by-elections is unconstitutional, but law expert Love Momaduku says there is nothing the country can do as the law does not provide remedy for not holding the elections. The constitution stipulates that such elections be held within 90 days from the day the seats are declared vacant. It also states that in Section 156 that an act of parliament is supposed to pave the way for holding any elections in Zimbabwe to be conducted by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Zimbabwe still needs to align almost 400 old laws with the new constitution, which include electoral pieces of legislation and others. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.